Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 4th. Morning. His touch. I am willing. Be cleansed. Mark chapter 1, verse 41. Primeval darkness heard the Almighty command, "Let there be light," and there was light. Genesis 1, 3. The word of the Lord Jesus is equal in majesty to that ancient word of power. Redemption, like creation, has its word of might. Jesus speaks, and it is done. Leprosy would not yield to human remedies, but it fled at the Lord's, "I am willing." The disease showed no sign of remission, and nature did not contribute to its abatement. But the word of Jesus immediately healed the leper. Sinner, you are in a plight more miserable than the leper. Follow the leper's example and go to Jesus. Implore him. Kneel before him and say, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Mark 1:40. Exercise what little faith you have. You do not have to say more than, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." There is no need to doubt the result of the supplication. Jesus heals all who come. Jesus casts out none who come to him. In reading the narrative surrounding our morning's text, we notice that Jesus touched the leper. This unclean person had broken the regulations of the ceremonial law and pushed his way into the house. But far from reprimanding him, Jesus broke through the law in order to meet him. Jesus cleansed the leper, and in that touch became Levitically defiled. Leviticus 13:46. In the same manner, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, was made sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Sinners should go to Jesus and believe in the power of his blessed substitutionary work and learn of his gracious touch. That hand which multiplied loaves, which saved sinking Peter, which upholds afflicted saints, which crowns believers, that same hand will touch every seeking sinner today. And in a moment, it will make them clean. The love of Jesus is the source of salvation. He loves, he looks, he touches us, and we live. September 4th, evening. Weights and measures. You shall have honest scales, honest weights, an honest ephah, and an honest hin. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 36. Scales, weights, and measures were to be governed by the standard of justice. Surely Christians should need not to be reminded of this in their business. There are, however, other scales that weigh moral and spiritual things, and these often need to be examined. Let us call in the weights and measures inspector this evening. The balances in which we weigh our own and other people's characters, are they accurate? Do we turn our ounces of goodness into pounds, but other people's gallons of excellences into pints? Christian, check your weights and measures. The scales in which we measure our trials and troubles, are they according to standard? Paul, who suffered more than we, called his afflictions light in 2 Corinthians 4:17. Wait, surely something is wrong with the scales. We must correct this, lest we get reported to the court above for unjust dealings. Those weights with which we measure our doctrinal beliefs, are they fair? The doctrines of grace should have the same weight with us as the precepts of the word, no more and no less. With many, however, one scale or the other is unfairly weighted. It is a grand matter to give honest measure in truth. The measures in which we estimate our obligations and responsibilities look rather small. When a rich person gives no more to the cause of God than the poor contributes, is that an honest ephah and an honest hin? When ministers are half-starved, is that honest dealings? When the poor are despised and the ungodly wealthy are held in admiration, is that balance? Reader, I might lengthen the list, but I prefer to leave it as your evening's work to find and destroy all unrighteous balances, weights, and measures.